Edir, do you know Margaret or Kitty or any of those people before you went to East Chalicum, or did you meet them there?
No. The first person I saw was Margaret, and we remained friends ever since. It was a bond that was there, you know. And also Margaret and I had a great deal in common.
The theater and the dance.
Yes, because she was in the dancing world and I was in the theater. I haven't got quite Margaret's sense of humor, but I enjoy it very much.
What was your background in theater? What did you do?
At the time of meeting Barbara, we were running a little experimental theater, trying out plays at the Little Kew Theater at the foot of Kew Bridge. And this is why I have always felt that all that locality had some great importance for Barbara's work, because I came to live in Kew. Barbara went to the Kew Theater twice. We got a special entertainment for him there. He also went into Kew Gardens for a whole day on the picnic. He also went into Richmond Park. And within a few weeks of my meeting the first young people who came on the horizon in England, they came, started to come and live in Richmond. Within a few months, Peter Townsend had bought a house in Twickenham, which is near there. And a whole group of young people live in that locality, including Matthew Price by my side. So I felt, also, my mother was staying at a beautiful hotel which overlooks this famous view, the River of Richmond, and Baba came to visit her. He had tea there. He went on that balcony and looked just by himself. He stood there looking at that panorama. And I'm sure he planned that all those young people should come there. And it's now, of course, we have a big center there called Vera Barbara Oceanic, built by Peter Townsend.